Chapter 1. San Francisco, Offenbach Brasserie, September 8, 2016. Perched high above the Embarcadero, the Offenbach Brasserie offered a panoramic view of the San Francisco Bay. Adrienne stood at the windows, soaking up the warm sun and relishing the clear September afternoon. Thursday traffic crawled across the Bay Bridge as early weekenders sailed small boats on the glistening waters. Large tankers slid into the Oakland docks on the opposite side of the bay. Adrienne waited for her best friend, Charlene. Charlie. Lifelong friends and 5 years out of college, the women worked in the nearby arts district, organizing and hosting exhibitions of up-and-coming artists. A late afternoon break provided a moment to relax before plunging into an evening of art connoisseurs, buyers, and lookers. "Charlie, over here!" Adrienne signaled her friend. "I was beginning to wonder if you could pull yourself away." "It's shaping up to be an excellent night. The gallery will auction two pieces. That always brings a crowd," Charlie said. "Let's sit by the window," Adrienne pointed. "You know how I love those oversized leather chairs." "Could have fooled me," Charlie said, flopping down in a red lounger. "Ah, it feels so good to relax, if only for a short time." Richard, their favorite waiter, approached.
"What would you ladies like on this sunny afternoon? A little absinthe?"
"Oh, Lord," Adrienne said, rolling her eyes toward the ceiling. "We have to work tonight. Something lighter. I'd like a glass of Lambrusco. What about you, Charlie?" "The same. It'll be a long night, and our gallery is serving champagne. I'll have my fair share of that, too. But a plate of appetizers would be nice." As the waiter left to fill the order, Adrienne reached into her purse. Retrieving a picture postcard, she pushed it across the table toward her friend.
"Look familiar?"
"From your grandmother? And she's always been fixated with the painting. I remember hearing about it when we were in grade school, when I'd come over after classes."
"Yeah, it was nice of her to move out from Philadelphia after Dad died. Mom had to go back to work, and Grandma was always there for us."
"I still miss her stories," Charlie said. "Wish she hadn't returned to Philly. But what's going on with her now?"
"Grandma uses the postcards as her private stationery. I've seen her buy 24 at a time. The Philadelphia Museum of Art keeps them in stock just for her. They treat her very well, as they should. She's the anonymous donor of the painting," Adrienne said, pointing to the postcard. "That painting is worth millions." Adrienne had studied the well-known picture by Toulouse-Lautrec.
"At the Moulin Rouge?"
"The dance, in her college art class. It portrayed an expansive dance floor crowded with people in late afternoon. One couple danced the can-can, while others watched and milled about. An elegantly dressed woman in a bright pink dress stood on the perimeter, observing the scene." "But now," Adrienne said, "Grandma is sending me postcards with cryptic messages. I'm worried about her."
"What is it about the painting that intrigues her so much?" Charlie asked.
"It's as much a part of her as Chanel suits and Hermès scarves. Remember how she'd sit us on the couch and tell us stories about each person in the painting as though she had actually been there and knew them? She also talked about Toulouse-Lautrec a lot. After a while, I was convinced she really knew everyone. When I told Mother about Grandma's stories, Mom got upset and asked her to stop. But I loved hearing about them, and when my mom wasn't around, I'd ask Grandma to share the stories again. Over the years, she forgot many of the names and anecdotes," Adrienne said. "But that's not what concerns me."
"There's more?"
Charlie asked. Adrienne sighed. "Now, when I visit, I've noticed her staring at the postcards for long stretches of time, even running her fingertips over the can-can dancer and the woman in pink."
"Your grandmother has always been eccentric."
"But there's a new twist. Turn the card over and read what she wrote." Adrienne moved closer, then paused for Charlie to read.
"Good God," she whispered. "What the hell has she been drinking?"
"Yeah, really. She addressed the card to me, but wrote the note to Toulouse-Lautrec, suggesting she'd join him that very evening at the Moulin Rouge."